Rico Dowdle ran for 1,000 yards for the second straight season last year, then signed in Pittsburgh where he'll share a backfield. He finished RB18 in total. He's the 32nd back off the board. The production says value. The new timeshare says wait. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season in Carolina was a genuine workhorse year. 236 carries for 1,076 yards and 6 touchdowns plus 39 catches, 12.7 a game, RB23 per game, but RB18 in total on 275 touches. The signature was a 30-carry, 183-yard masterpiece against Dallas in Week 6, a back who can carry a load. The Ark is a remarkable late bloom, barely on the field his first 3 seasons, then a 12-4 a game year in 2024 and 12-7 in 2025. He's a career year 6 back who only recently became a starter. Unusual, and a reason the body has less tread than the experience suggests.
What the data says, the volume is real and the touchdown rate is low. 6 scores on that workload is a positive regression candidate, not a fade. By production, RB32 undersells a back coming off 2,000 yard seasons. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the entire catch. Pittsburgh signed Dowdle into a backfield with Jaylen Warren, and the early read is a committee. Dowdle may lead the touches given the back-to-back 1,000 yard seasons, but it's no longer the clear lead role he had in Carolina. The production says buy. The split says you can't know his volume yet.
The price, pick 88.5, the 32nd back. Verdict, watch list, 2 straight 1,000-yard seasons argue he's underpriced, but the Pittsburgh committee with Jaylen Warren is exactly why the market discounted him, and the split is genuinely unsettled. The counter for him, if he wins the lead, RB32 is a steal. He's the more proven runner of the two. Against, timeshares cap both backs and Warren's the incumbent, a real producer in an unresolved committee. September watched the carry split with Jaylen Warren, the whole question, and the touchdown rate where 6 is a floor. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.